This is VOA News.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican U.S. Speaker of the House express confidence they can unite their divided party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan made the comment as part of a joint statement issued Thursday after meeting in Washington, their first gathering since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan had said last week that he was just not ready to endorse Trump's maverick presidential bid. On Thursday, Paul Ryan again did not fully embrace Trump's candidacy, but he did say that the seeds of unity had been planted.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
Well, the joint statement by the two Republican figures said that while we were honest about our differences, we recognize that there are also many important areas of common ground. The Brazilian Senate has voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to prepare to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will take over the Brazilian presidency in the interim. You're listening to VOA News. The Western NATO military alliance has switched on an $800 million missile defense system in southern Romania, a move opposed by Moscow. In an interview with Russia's Interfax news agency, the Russian State Duma's defense committee chairman called the missile defense site a direct threat to Russia. But at Thursday's opening of the facility, U.S. Deputy Secretary Robert Work said the Russian criticism is unwarranted.
It was never, ever about Russia. It was always about ballistic missiles coming out of the Middle Eastern region towards NATO allies and U.S. forces in Europe. And I'd just like to echo what the Secretary General has said. We have offered to the Russians to show them the technical specs. We have done everything we can to try to make sure that they understand the capability of the system and why it does not pose any type of a threat to their strategic deterrence.
U.S. State Department officials say the Romania-based defense system was made with Iran in mind because Tehran continues to develop, test, and deploy ballistic missile capabilities that are increasing in range and accuracy. A senior Pakistani official based in Turkey says Pakistan is hesitant to take action against the Afghan Taliban on its soil. Pakistani officials cited concerns that the militant group will redirect its violence toward Pakistan and that Afghan intelligence will support it. The Pakistani official told Voice of America on condition of anonymity that Islamabad has to think twice before taking action on the Afghan Taliban. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani recently demanded that Pakistan either take military action against Taliban commanders on its soil or arrest them and hand them over to Kabul. Two Britons and a Mexican have reached the summit of Mount Everest along with three Nepali guides, the first foreigners to do so in 2 years. A devastating earthquake killed 19 climbers at base camp last year, causing the Everest season to be cancelled. Everest was also unavailable to climbers in 2014 after an avalanche killed 16 Sherpa guides above base camp. Nepal's director of tourism, Sudarshan Dhakal, said the earthquake as well as some severe storms hurt climbing and tourism in the nation.
Actually, last 2 years we felt the difficult condition, you know, by the Hudhud cyclone and because of the earthquake, devastating earthquake. It disturbed the climbing and most of the climbing team, they postponed and people did by the disaster.
Well, Dhakal said he recently received word early Thursday that the team of nine Sherpas reached the summit Wednesday from the Nepali side. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.